Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And this is one of my, I don't know, top 50 segments top two.
So all right, generous.
My favorite. This is my favorite because,
so
look, we all love to travel. We all have the travel bug. And DJ takes it to an even more extreme, absurd level. And I'm in awe of his ability to grind it out and play injured and drive overnight to get to that special resort. And thank God, today the topic is coffee. I don't so much worry about civil war in this country unless we run out of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's, you know, all bets are off. DJ, what inspired you to make coffee the topic today?
Well, here's the thing. There's a kind of this long debate in my house about coffee. Because, look, my wife is, like, really into making the perfect coffee. And she gets beans from a local place and has a fancy grinder and gets them just right and makes them in the moka pot or the French press or whatever. And, I'm not that into it. Like, I'm fine with, you know, whatever. I call it a basement church cup of coffee or something like that. And I've learned to like some of the things she does. But then we both read this article a couple of years ago about it. And the title was something like, you know, the best coffee I've ever had. And then it talks, the author is talking about all the different ways they've tried to have good coffee and coffee overseas and coffee with friends and everything. And then it came back to the fact that the best coffees you have are in unique places with the people you care about most. So that's what I'm actually talking about is, you know, yes, do I love coffee? Yes. Does my wife love coffee? Do we pursue good coffee when we're on trips? Sure, we do. But as I look back, like the best cups of coffee I have in my life were in unique, special places in the world. So I'm going
to... Don't you find coffee to be very intimate?
Oh,
you know, like when you're in a relationship, that person knows your coffee order.
Yes,
or
indeed.
Will bring you that coffee in bed. Every morning, handsome husband brings me a cup of coffee in bed. He knows exactly how I like it. He makes it better than I make it myself.
Yeah.
And it's just such an intimate act of loving kindness. And I think coffee can do that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, wow. That's exactly the sentiment I'm trying to explain here, Jordana. And It brings me to my first one, which is I sent you guys a picture of our camping coffee setup. I have this little tiny stove that literally is the size of a deck of cards, and you take it out of the box and unfold it and put it on the butane canister. And we take that thing with us all over the place, right, and can make coffee anywhere. And one of the ones I remember is we were doing a camping trip in Utah, and we were doing two big hikes that day. So we did a morning one, had lunch, and drove a few hours, and are about to go on our second hike, and it's just a magical day with really good friends. And we literally, as we're getting ready for this hike, we pull out this tiny little stove and set it on the tailgate of the minivan. And while we're, you know, changing socks and putting our boots on and getting ready, and baby Winter was maybe 18 months old or something at that point, we are percolating the coffee on the side of a dirt road with mountains in the background. And then we had a little bit of cookie. We call it fika, which is like a Scandinavian thing. We have a little cookie and our coffee and continue on our adventure for the day. But just to pause in that moment, and really the coffee, I don't even remember what it tastes like, but the coffee as a way to pause in a moment of go, 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 and we're exploring and adventuring, but just for a moment, let's stop and cheers and have a cookie and a little bit of black coffee, probably with some grounds in it. I don't know. It probably wasn't perfect. That is something that I appreciate and remember, I think, even more than the hike we did that. I don't even remember which hike that was, but I remember sitting on the side of that road sharing a cup of coffee with friends and family.
Stop and smell the coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It forces you. And it takes 10 minutes to brew the coffee, so it forces you to slow down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And coffee's so sensory like that. Yeah. You know, it's taste, it's smell, it's visual.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit of everything. So are you going to share with us some of the best cups, the other best cups of coffee?
Yes. I've got a whole list here. Please. So another best cup of coffee I had was a time we were on this huge road trip, and it ended, I guess. We went through Canada and to Vancouver and to Seattle, and then from Seattle, we had this long overnight push to get back to the Black Hills on our way home. So we're leaving Seattle at, 9, 10 o'clock at night, and we're heading up into the mountain pass, and we're not sure if there's going to be weather or not, and we stop at this truck stop or rest area just as we're heading into the mountains in the middle of Washington near, heading over towards Idaho. And in this little truck stop, there's a group of veterans that their deal is they come out there on cold nights when the weather's bad and there's truckers coming through, and they brew coffee and give it away to whoever's there. And it was just the coolest thing. And again, I'm sure it was Folgers in a styrofoam cup. I don't know. But what a welcome thing as a traveler when you're about to go, drive through the night to try to make it to the Black Hills and hopefully everybody sleeps. But me and my buddy Jed got to stay awake in the front seat so we can see the center line as it snows in the mountains. And these veterans, handed us a cup of coffee. I mean, there wasn't even like a place to pay for it or tip or anything. They're just, nope, this is what we do. We come out here and we keep truckers and travelers caffeinated by doing this. So that's for sure one of the best cups of coffee I've ever had.
That's cool. Very nice.
That is beautiful. God bless those folks.
Okay, the next one we're going to head overseas for. One of my favorite things in Europe, and the place I remember doing it is in Spain, is first off, they don't have like traditional coffee. Most of it's espresso and espresso drinks. But often, you go to a town square or a park, and I think we were in a park in Madrid, and like around every corner, you can buy a cup of espresso for a euro, right? Which is, depending on the exchange rate, maybe just a little over a dollar or whatever. Mm-hmm. And to just walk through the cobblestone streets of some European city with your dollar espresso is just about the best thing you could do. Like, I could just go do that every afternoon if you asked me. And I also remember this was the trip was actually with a bunch of family because there was a family wedding over there. And my poor wife's grandmother could not figure out. She goes, I just want a regular cup of coffee. And there's no such thing in Europe. Like, it's not, that's what the Americano came from. Like, well, we can pour you an espresso or a double espresso, and then we can put some water in it if you really want to. But she's like, I just want my darn espresso. Yeah. And she wanted to have dinner at 5 o'clock, which, if you know anything about Spain, doesn't really.
Yeah, they eat it.
Good luck getting dinner at 5 o'clock.
They're still napping.
But, yeah, the little cup of espresso in the afternoon in Spain is pretty good, too. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Nice.
Yeah. Good one. I love that.
Okay, just one more and then an honorable mention at the end, okay? So, again, these are best cups of coffee I've had around the world. One, and this one's funny, we were on a trip to the Caribbean. I think we were going to Puerto Rico, which also has good coffee in Puerto Rico. But we're on our way there, and we're on Southwest. And for some reason, Southwest had gotten something wrong with one of our reservations. And one of the things they do is they'll give you, like, a free drink coupon, right? Because, look, I'm too cheap to, like, buy a $7 beer on the airplane or something like that, right? But they give away these drink coupons. So we're on our fifth anniversary trip, and we're getting on the airplane at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we've got these drink coupons. And you're like, well, I guess we got to do it. So then you start off the trip with coffee and Bailey's on the airplane. And
well, that's appropriate.
What
that's
a fun way to start your trip, right? So I highly recommend that if you get the chance to, you know, kick off your trip a little early. Even if you've got, I'm sure we had 8-10 hours more travel during the day, but that was a fun way to kick it off.
And memorable. Very cool.
And yeah, for sure memorable.
And a free drink. I like that.
I know. Okay. I got one more that was memorable, but I wouldn't put in the category of best coffee. But and this may serve as a warning to folks traveling out to the Seattle area. They in Seattle they have these like drive-through coffee. I don't know what you call them, but they're just like these little teeny houses where you drive through and get coffee. It's all it is, like a coffee truck, I guess you would say, and you just drive through and order your coffee and move on. And they're all over the place. You're like, oh, there's one. And we went to one and we had no idea what was going on, but we pulled up and my friends are in the front seat driving. And I'll try to be diplomatic, but the woman who was serving the coffee was wearing an Infinity scarf in lieu of a top.
Oh.
Because apparently we learned after that this is like a thing in Seattle. It's like a Hooters, you know, connected with Starbucks, and then they have these coffee shacks where you can...
Stop it.
No, it's a real thing. And then we started to notice afterwards, they're like creatively, you know, seductively named, and you can kind of figure it out after a while. But it's a real thing. And we drive up, and it's like two of us couples together. We're do we want the coffee, or do we just go? And my buddy was driving, and he just like looked, and then I think we just drove away or something. But we had no idea, and all of a sudden this lady's like... Wouldn't you get burned or something? I don't know. It was very uncomfortable. Yeah. So if you see like Twin Peaks coffee brewing or something like that, just skip it. Just don't go. Or do if you want. I don't care, I guess.
That's hilarious.
I know they take their coffee seriously in Seattle.
They do.
But I want to just mention, because you spurred a memory that I had repressed for some strange reason, but... it's all about the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in scouting, the highlight of my scouting career was going to Philmont, which is a sprawling area out in New Mexico. And I remember we pitched a tent at the top of Mount Phillips, which I think is up around 12,000 feet. And DJ, it was a gorgeous evening. We were exhausted. There was no wind. It was deathly still at the top, at the summit of this mountain.
Mm.
And you could look into five states, and there was a thunderstorm down on the plains, and you could see the flickering lightning and the rainbows. You couldn't hear anything. And it was just one of those spiritual moments. And I remember nursing a bad cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, it was scout coffee.
Yeah, of course.
It wasn't great, but saying this is one of the most amazing moments of my life. And at the time, I don't know, I was 15, 16, but it was just one of those moments when you realize none of this is a coincidence. And it was a profound moment, but the coffee was okay. The experience though made it amazing.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what I'm trying to say today is, look, like, don't go try to like get the exact number of grams you need and the temperature of water and whatever. Like,
yeah, I know, right?
Forget that.
That's too much
like,
work.
You know, go somewhere cool, go to the top of a mountain or go to a truck stop in Washington and then have a cup of coffee and you'll remember that way more.
Very cool.
Well, that was beautiful, DJ. Thank you for taking us on that journey. It was, all my senses were awakened with that description. So that was fun. Thank you.
Thanks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.